News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Patricia Wilson-Smith. It's the morning show. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK, just like the man hat said. You can please call me at 404-892-2703. I'm asking please. I did say please. The lines are lit up. I'm really happy. So, but I do see one. There's one right there that you can call in and get in on if you want to. We're talking about a lot of stuff. It's Free Your Mind Friday. And you know what? There's a lady that's been on the line for a very long time. She's on line five. It's Jatina. And I'm glad you called because you're calling about something that I meant to talk about. How you doing, Jatina?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, and I'm doing okay. I was just calling about, you know, this week it was a big outrageous verdict regarding Trayvon Martin, and I wanted to say first that we cannot forgive Trayvon Martin.
That's right.
And it was said that Zimmerman, you know, the culprit that murdered our young and our brother was set free of charges by the federal government, and, you know, with that allegation that that Trayvon's civil rights were not violated.
That's right. So let me give a little background and hold on, Jatina. So essentially, we've had all these big high-profile cases.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one, Michael Brown, Eric Garner in Staten Island, and we've had these cases where the cops themselves, of course, weren't indicted. And didn't have to stand trial for anything. And so when that happens, you know, then we try to, you know, the families will try and go after, you know, civil rights charges. And so what Jatina's saying is, and you're absolutely right, that this week it was kind of quietly announced that George Zimmerman was not going to face any charges from the Department of Justice. Same thing happened with Eric Garner's killer. It has happened over and over and over again. And the other thing I thought you were going to say, Jatina, is that there was actually a very sad anniversary. So February 26th, I believe, was the three-year anniversary of the death of Trayvon Martin. Somebody tell me if I got that wrong. So I thought that's what you were calling about, Jatina, but you're absolutely right.
Well, I'm glad. I didn't realize that was the, I mean, I think we should have more, discussion, publicity, but I didn't realize that. I just know, and that's a sad thing, I didn't know that was the anniversary.
Yeah.
I was calling because this week, you know, they made the announcement that Zimmerman was let off.
Yeah. So, you know, so what do you think is happening? What do you think is behind that, Jatina?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, that we need to have a community response, and I feel like there probably has been some community response, but we're just not getting the media coverage. I know the youth has been very vigilant and determined and persistent, and, you know, I just think that we shouldn't just quietly just accept it. I don't know exactly what we can do, but I think we should be, you know, protest, meet about it, discuss it, and come up with what our strategy should be, because I think it's really a big affront to our to this young brother, and, you know, just getting murdered like this.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, thank you for the call, Jatina, and thank you for holding so long. Yeah, so, you know, I'm of the opinion that when these cases come along, it shows a glaring problem with how we oversee what the police in this country are able to do. And, you know, so I'm not a legal expert. You know, all I know is that sometimes you have to call something what it is. And especially in the case of Eric Garner and Trayvon Martin, you know, there were just some very obvious things there that should have been dealt with differently. So, you know, hopefully I'll get to come back and we'll get to talk about some of that. So, you know, we've got somebody holding on the line. His name is Chris Wygent. He is a blogger for Huffington Post. And so, you know, there's a lot that's been going on, like I said, Atlanta, while we were hiding from the snow. And making our milk and bread casseroles. Now me, when it snows, I buy soup. I don't go buy milk and bread. I buy soup. You know, call me. Are you different? I just buy soup. I mean, I don't know. Soup is just, it tastes good when it's cold. It's easy to cook. I'm just saying. But while we were doing all of that, you know, the Republicans in the House at the national level have been pushing to try and shut down the immigration executive order that President Obama signed several months ago. And essentially, you know, really all this is another case of conservatives trying to figure out how to short circuit something President Obama's done using strong arm tactics. And so they have been fighting back and forth, and they've introduced a bill. They've tried to introduce a bill that ties the Department of Homeland Security funding. Okay, Department of Homeland Security, all right? The department that secures our homeland. They've tied that legislation to the immigration reform or to the immigration executive order that President Obama that he put out there. And you know, I wanted to, you know, I started doing some reading about this, and I wanted to talk to some people who have written about this and who know about this subject to find out, you know, really, you know, what is this really about? And you know, are we really in any danger now? I think things have changed. I think as of this morning, the Republicans have probably backed off of this. But Chris Wygen is with me. He's on the phone, and I'm very grateful, by the way, because he's on the West Coast. Chris, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome. So Chris is a political commentator. He's a blogger. He's the author of the book, How Democrats Can Take Back Congress. And he's been a regular contributor to the Huffington Post since June of 2006. Now, I like Chris because he writes about everything. He has a blog on the Huffington Post where he calls it Friday Talking Points. And he blogs about everything under the sun, and he does it in a really funny way. So to be honest with you, Chris, before we dive into the immigration executive order, I want to ask you a couple of things about your blog. How did you get involved with writing for the Huffington Post?
Well, I put out my the book you mentioned in 2006, and I was interested in promoting it. And I talked to the Huffington Post, and they just offered me a blog spot. And from that point, I've been very interested in blogging for to cover the politics. I grew up near Washington, D.C., and so I have a sort of a unique perspective on politics because it was kind of a hometown industry.
Ah, I'll say. Okay, so for instance, I read your February 20th Friday Talking Points. Hilarious. All right. And so one of the first things you talked about was in massive disrespect for President Obama news, you had two items. And the first one was about some magazine some media outlet calling President Obama the Antichrist and then coming back with the retraction.
Yeah, that was, that sort of thing has been almost a weekly occurrence with President Obama in office. You see these small items in the media that really show the disrespect for the president that some of the Republicans have, and I try to grab those little items and give them a little more spotlight than they normally get in the media.
Yeah, and thank goodness you do. And so we had another media outlet that called him a self-absorbed, I'm just gonna say bleep clown. We won't use that word. And then they changed it to a self-absorbed celebrity.
Yeah, that was up in Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to call the St. Paul Pioneer Press out because that's what they did. You know, what is up with that? You know, I'm always amazed by these media outlets that think that they can just say whatever they want about the President of the United States. And let's face it, I'm sorry. This kind of kicked in when President Obama got in office. People talked about President George Bush and previous presidents. I've always been into politics, and I've always seen how presidents are treated. This president has gotten a level of disrespect that I mean, unlike anything I have ever seen. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Republicans have always sort of disrespected Democratic presidents. I mean, you look at the level of hatred that Bill Clinton raised. But I don't know. With Barack Obama, it seems to have gone to another level.
Yeah, it has. All right. So hold on. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the immigration executive order and what Congress is doing and what that fight is about. But I also want to ask you a couple more things about your blog. So this is News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm Patricia Wilson-Smith. We'll be right back.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.